Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how's it going?
Good. Did you get my emails yet, I hope? It sounds like I caught you busy. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm buying chicken nuggets.
Oh, I want some chicken nuggets
They're
too. That sounds good.
I know. My studio is thank you. Is that the grocery? It's like in the same plaza as a grocery store. It's horrible.
Nice.
So
Whatever,
I
that's
just walk
great.
over
It's
and get
easy.
hot chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's great. Are you kidding me? If I could avoid having to go anywhere, I would walk anywhere to get something. Ugh, it's so cold here though. But so I wanted to give you
Really?
the numbers on that to see if you
Yeah.
wanted to give them
Yeah.
or
Okay.
but do you want me to wait until you're back in the office or can
So,
you
meh. I
you want
mean, you
chat?
told me. What are the numbers? I can remember.
Okay, the first one ended up, so the GSI-1,
Yeah.
the first GSI-1 ended up 111,258.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
So that one, he got
Winner,
real
come on.
shifty. Like,
Yeah.
not shifty, but he got real close to his numbers, as close as he can get. So that one's like 33
Okay.
back. On the other one
Yeah.
that he went out and found just
Yeah.
to have that other match, it was 118, which is still really good at 28, 26 or 28, one of
So
those
we're at
numbers. Like, my eyes are
128.
old. So yeah, so
Okay.
it's 118 and
No,
111.
228. Yeah.
Yep, it's under the
Okay.
250.
Yeah.
But I don't know
Yeah.
if that was his number to her or your number to me, and I didn't know, so I figured, you know what, I'll just wait and hear back, and then I didn't, so I thought, oh, I'll text or call.
Okay.
You want to think
Right,
it through
yeah.
and then call me back in a
Well,
few?
yeah, let me like talk to Hannah and stuff a tiny bit. I just want
I
to,
just
yeah, 'cause
know that if I go after the I
much.
that I
Oh
have
yeah.
in my inventory and try
Oh
and
yeah.
find
Oh
a
no. His
match to
number
that.
to her was the lowest number she got was 160. Where is that, dude?
Well, I could do
Yeah.
160
But,
if you wanted an HSI too, but those stones,
yeah.
we're fighting a stone battle right now, I feel like, because she saw
Yeah.
something and you're used to
Yeah.
what you get from me and what you like for GIA, and it could be the
Yeah.
shittiest GIAs we've ever seen is the problem. You
Ugh.
didn't actually go
Yeah.
with her to
Come
see
on.
the other ones to look at the certs and say
She
the opposite
showed
is
me a
wrong.
video. One
Oh.
was definitely pretty warm.
Okay. Do you think maybe it's the mounting? Is it in platinum and it just pulled it or what?
She was not like, "Hey, buddy, we're never." I've got my son. He lost this
Hi,
tiny little.
Ragnar.
He lost this tiny little magnet in the grocery store. I'm like, dude.
I love
Hey, we're
that.
gonna have to get a new magnet, okay?
I have diamond magnets. I'll send them in an envelope for you.
No way. Hey,
Yeah.
Aubrey's gonna send you a diamond magnet.
I'll even let him choose what shape he wants. We used to have to put him up in the office.
She'll send them. Ooh, cool.
Yeah, every memo we got back in the day, they would have us. So when I came home, I took all of them, and I think I had like 25 of them because I was the one that got the most diamonds down the wall. But they're magnets, and they're all different
Well,
shapes. You can have them.
yeah.
They're yours.
Oh, she's in New York. Oh, he's excited. He's
Oh, and
asking where you
I'll need
are
them
over and over.
in Skinny Atlas too,
Ooh,
friend.
yeah. Well, I like the sounds of these G. Like, she was not sold on, she needed an ISI-1. And she, yeah.
I mean, she's somebody that has the
She
money.
just, she has the money. But also, we're
I
talking
think
about
you
some
gotta
big
show
numbers
her.
here.
I think you just
Yeah.
gotta show her. Because at this
Okay.
point, we're
God.
fighting a
Okay.
stone battle, right? Like, right now,
Send them.
all right. I'm
I
shipping
mean,
them for free. And if you need me to
she's
pick
gonna
them up,
wanna
I
see
can,
something.
but it's
Send
really
those
easy to set
things.
back. You got it.
It's
Will do.
crazy not to show them.
It is.
Do I, am I sure, like, I mean, I get what you're saying, but we're like, We're talking about like $100,000 discrepancy here.
Here's the other caveat to that. I do have a 517. And this 517, ironically, it's an HSI-1 GIA. It's a 10.08 by 1113, right? And then the GSI-1 that I have is 11 by 1104. I think those match. It's a 60 to 61. It's a triple excellent, no fluorescence on both levels. They match perfectly. It's 102,000.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's with the $118,000 GSI-1. Because the GSI-1 that is the $111,000, if you wanted to try and scale that number down even more, it's still going to be 111 plus 102. So 113.
Oh.
So it's going to be, I guess, a pretty substantial, once you add your markup, I'm sure, to these. It's going to be a big enough number maybe to offer, and I send all three options because they all kind of match.
Isn't this two options?
One is an H.
Oh, there's HSI-2s?
Nope. There's three stones I'm talking about. The first two GSI-1s. The caveat to those GSI-1s is that he did find me, or for us, a 517. So it's heavier. You're paying more for that bastard weight, but it still spreads the same as the others. But it is less money at 102. Uh-huh. 754. Okay. Does that make sense now?
But
so
there's
no
match. There's no match for that one.
There's not another H match to her, or an I, because I tried already. But
The G's match perfect. So we want the G's for sure.
Okay. I'm saying, why don't somebody like this, with money the way they have it, why don't we send the HSI-1, because it protects you if you send all three of them in, because then you can say, look, at all of these match beautifully. I will share with you. One's an HSI-1. Yes. And she can pick and choose what options fit her, and then you never have to talk about another HI option from somebody else or a D option.
What is the spread? What is the spread? So this one, this 517 compared, like, does it actually match the other two size-wise to where she could use it?
I'm going to take a photo right now. Yep.
So it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
That's why I knew I couldn't just text you this because it wasn't going to make sense.
Okay.
I just emailed.
Yeah,
but
that's good to know.
But I was trying just to protect us on that. You know, my thought was is she keeps going back and telling you more about these, you know, these other diamonds that she saw that were GIA because she does know that there's value in GIA report and she just didn't like those, and this was a, oh, by the way, let me walk in here, and you fixed it perfectly. She went back. I'm seeing where the in her mind she's going back and forth, right? But at the end of the day, I think that if you showed her three and not four, two very large, more money options, if you were to be like, hey, I'm the jeweler that's just trying to solve this problem, I know you didn't love those, but they were a lot less money, and there's a reason why you didn't love them. But here is three options. They all match each other.
Yeah, and then what about, so was there a pair of HSI-2s that we were just like, no, she's not
going to love this? Yes, you said she wasn't going to love it, and I love them.
You love them.
Well, I loved them for earrings because of that one little gray center.
Yeah.
You didn't love them.
Yeah.
Because you said you were thinking she was maybe too bougie.
What's the price on those things?
They were 77 and 78, dude.
Ooh, I like that.
I do, too, because that's the number,
that
and that's what I'm saying.
Because I feel like, I mean, like, I want her to buy the more expensive option, but I think we still need to I would ideally like a competitive option, and I don't think she's, like, I don't think she's like, oh, yeah, like, basically, the option she got from the one dude that was 160, she was like, I don't know, like, do I need nicer earrings than this? But also, like, she has not told me, like, I pitched her on the nicer ones that you priced me out at the other day, you know, and it's like, it's a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
So I still feel like we need a competitive option, and we need to show her the difference, and then she is going to be the one that has to commit and be like, yeah, I mean, this is worth $100,000 to me or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
you want all four of them
know.
Instead of the three-way?
Maybe.
I wasn't
maybe,
trying to
like, maybe we
her.
Need VHS IQs.
Okay. I think that that's a good way, if that's how you think it would work for you, because you're going to get the sale regardless. I'm just trying to avoid all the shipping back and forth. I thought, hey, let's do three. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking all three of them work really, really nice, and you could say pick the two you like. You have a couple of different combinations of dollar amounts at the end of the day.
I know, but
this, and this. But you're right.
We're just not even, I mean, I get it, and I think it's easier to, you know, when you're like, oh, just spend the extra $3,000, like, and this is why, but we're asking this lady to spend, like, $100,000 or more.
I know. I get it.
And that is a lot of money.
She has to look at it to
and,
see.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have the, you know, I don't have a card for her bank account, so I don't know, like, how, what this lady, like, I know she's got a lot of money. But,
right.
That,
but, you,
those are
but
some,
people
those
that have a
things.
Lot of money have a lot of bills. So I get what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah. But have you actually
come out
and asked where you're comfortable? Like, maybe that's where we need to start.
Just come out and say, listen,
I'm going back and forth. I've got a bunch of different scenarios and options from my Diamond Girl. She's found me, like, six or seven different matches. But where are you comfortable? What didn't make you? Because she's still validating the sale. Why did she say the sale to you if she was so happy? Why didn't she just buy it there if you're
she was really just testing me to see where I was going to come in with this, and she's like, listen, I have two other quotes on this. The numbers are only off by $15,000. I am going to give you a shot at this. So figure out what numbers look like.
What your shot is.
And,
okay, I got to let you go. Now I'm going to position that exactly to Mike, and I'm going to say, out of all of these diamonds, what are your two best options? Because that's really who I think would know. Like, he's going to say,
wants
what's
the
best?
She wants me to do it now. So, like, after the conversation, she's like, I want you to make these earrings. And I'm like, listen, I've had 24 hours on this. These to me aren't like diamonds you just buy in 24 hours and it's a done deal. Like, let's find you the right ones. And she's like, I was unsure whether I even wanted to do it at all. Like,
yeah,
I
that's
do
why
want
I think we
to...
jump. It, people like this, they want instant gratification. You need to jump now. We need
I
to
do
jump.
Think we need to show her diamonds next
yep.
week. For
this
sure.
is it. We're doing
so
it.
So send me the G's. I think the H's, like,
do
the more...
Do we want to hold them back right now?
I think we should send them because I feel like she needs to see the difference between, like, more competitive and more – and then, like, what she gets. Like, I think when those diamonds are sitting in front of her and I'm like, let me show you the difference. Mm-hmm. You look at it. You see if you see it, you can tell
you
the difference.
Even I get what you're saying. You've done all the questions and the answering, and you've done all the work behind the scenes. You don't need her help.
Yeah.
Just come in and choose now because you know every option is the best, and that's what you want to present.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this
lady,
100%, like, she can put down the card and she can buy any of these, but, like...
But what makes sense to her?
You know. Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's, like, we don't, you know, we don't, like, push sales at all. We're just like, I know.
Yeah,
this is
I'm like that too. I don't
cover your
sales.
Ears lightly, but but like we just put the stuff in front of the people and we're like, these are the diamonds, these are the numbers. We don't really wheel and deal. We try to give people good deals. Like, you see what you like and then I'm gonna make that into jewelry for you and everyone's happy.
But they always spend way more. Like, so we're going to have to deep dive in this later on after the first of the year because where does growth happen? Because, I mean, number says, or Jewelers Board of Trade, I've read that book, or Jewelers Book of America. Is your son still with you? Because this might get boring for him now.
Well, here's the other thing is, no, I'm just on the phone. He can't even hear. The other guy in town is a super sleazy, like...
Well, that's what I mean. He's a numbers guy.
We are
sleazy.
Very much playing the, like, opposite. It's like, oh, if
oh,
you
good
want
cop,
kind
bad
of, like,
cop. Got it.
A douchebag, like, experience, like, you know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, he doesn't make jewelry anyways. He just resells, like,
yeah.
really expensive stuff.
Right.
And
I bet you,
I don't know,
I bet
like,
you Rolex
dude,
and all the big lines want to come in and be with you, but you guys have turned them down over the years because that's not
oh,
the world.
I don't think our store is big enough for Rolex.
Shut the front door.
We only have, like, you know how, you've seen the picture of our showroom, right?
I know, and that's the problem. All the
it's
big brands are never going to do it. Yeah, they're all standing
no.
gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's the
you
best
can't.
Little store in America.
It's awesome.
why do you think I suggested you guys for that big write-up? I think it's amazing. I've always loved the photos. I've loved the concept. I love the idea that it was his little happy place for a long time, and then it turned into what it is now. But that's what I don't understand. How, like, if you're not getting a decent, like, I feel like a lot of our conversations are profit-based and sometimes, and you're just kind of getting, you're green still. So, like, most of my jewelers, like, average, tell me if you agree or disagree here. I mean, every year, you're able to make anywhere from 6 to about 7% profit by doing just simple math.
6 to 7%?
Yeah. If you just
of
do
what?
40, because 40% of any real store's, you know, profit is at 2.5 times markup, right? No matter the big sales, little sales, if you all, every single thing you sell out of that store.
Six?
Yep. You should make about 6 to 7. Only 6 or 7% profit if everything is 2.5 markup. And that's about 40% of your overall. But you've got all these other things, so it's about what you do with all the other things, right?
Right, yeah.
When you bring in all
know.
This other
I don't know. I think
diamond.
We make, like, I just talked to my accountant the other day. He said the sales for the year were either, I mean, I don't know after you act, if you're talking about pulling all your expenses for the year out, too.
Yeah, it's a great overhead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he told me, like, we were at, like, 25%-ish for the whole year, but most of our sales are, like, I think he said 49% or something.
That's a good number. Do you know what
good,
your sell-through
right?
ratio
49.5?
Is?
49.5? What is sell-through?
Well, it's good.
That's like...
I mean, so sell-through ratio is, do you sell every single person that walks in your door? How many B-backers do you guys get, or how many people make you spin your wheels, order diamonds in, and then they turn around and they don't buy? Or they go to the guy down the street?
Not many people make us order of diamonds and don't buy them.
Okay. Well, then that's good.
Like, you guys, because you guys, you know that number's good with us, and you guys, I mean, you send us a lot of extra diamonds, too.
Mm-hmm.
That calculated into our, like...
percentage? You're at 39% even at this new location already. Our average store in the system, I think, is like 13 to 18%, just FYI. And
can you hold on for just 1 second?
Yep.
1 second.
Go
Hey, are you there?
Hey, yep.
Sorry.
No, why are you sorry?
I don't know. Well, I put you on hold.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well,
I'd put you on hold if I could, I'm sure, at some point.
We did pretty good. I mean, I feel like if those diamonds you send us to for our, like, gem wallet are factored into that number.
They should be.
I think that, yeah, because those, like... we don't have people lined up for, so, like, if you took those out...
Oh, of course, yeah. That's because
you know,
I just
like
know
our number
what you guys
would be
sell.
Way high.
Right, I know what you guys sell. I actually just talked to Ange the other day. I was filling up your wallet and going to fill stuff up, but then this big thing happened, and I don't want to fill up our wallet, and then the necklaces happened, too, for your wife, and I'm like, I'm not filling up the wallet right this very second until
we
get the big shit done.
So, we have so much stuff.
Yeah, and it's a profit thing. I know a lot of employees don't realize how much insurance you have to cover
Hannah just told me to come down to because I think she's about to sell one of the necklaces. Hey, we gotta go, bud.
Let me know.
Oh, no,
me know if you need any extra or any of that stuff. I'm sure you're probably bebopping around town.
I think this is good with this lady, though. This was never going to be, like, an instant sale the other day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was going to take some work. And I think she told me she wants me to make them. So I just feel like that's a win, you know?
Yeah, and be
like,
careful on how you make them, too, because they're that big, they always fall forward, and then people freaking hate
it. I think I need to make, well, she has tried a pair of these on.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make, I told her, I'm like, the back of this setting has to be like.
Huge.
We're going to the bike park. Yeah, it's got to be like 8-9 millimeters.
Either a
hopefully.
Casing on the back or something has to be there. Not even those big, huge, stellar things would help you in that case, I feel like. It's just going to be. HL Manufacturing had, I did a pair of 10-carat total weights with a different jeweler a few years back. They were AGS stones. But she, this is why I know that it, like the fall forward with the three-prong or a four-prong basket.
Oh, I know
basket,
it's going to be.
It's going to be hell, but they were able to make it work for them. So
well,
if
I'm
you need help,
those,
I can ask
those
her.
Those culets of those diamonds are going to be like on the. So maybe that's actually an excuse for why.
Actually, hold on.
For why that bigger one isn't the best. Like, then I can't. Then I won't be able to set that one as low. And, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
No.
But,
I will tell you, like, even the depth, because that happened on one of the D-stones.
Yeah.
He said exactly that. The millimeters, all of that did not work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think the store's doing really well, though. I know, like, we might not have.
I think so, too. I think you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of new voices I don't know anymore.
There's a few, people, we kept getting, no one quit. We do have a couple new employees.
What do you mean, no one quit? People just left? Who's there?
There was no mass exodus for.
Well, I can't imagine since I just heard how great you guys were from Miss Ange and how you guys, you know, give this time off for their family and a little stipend. She was so happy.
Yeah.
So if people are quitting from an owner like you, I would think suspect things about the person. Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
No, she loves you guys. She loves her job. You stop it.
Yeah, I know. She's. Well, that was hard. Like, she worked at the business forever. There was drama, dude.
There
was drama.
Oh, my God. I need to know.
Oh, man.
I always thought it.
Yeah.
I want to tell you everything I thought because we're
know.
Friends now.
I don't. Oh, man.
On a personal
I mean, I
level.
I
want to
tell you what the drama
call.
Was, but it's. But, like, if you told Ann, she would literally quit over it. So.
No, I would never tell Ange any of it.
Do you want me to
but
tell
I
you
can
what
feel
happened?
What, I hear it in her voice. She's not happy sometimes. And I always am concerned
yeah.
that we're going to lose her. And I'm
well,
always like, what's going
like,
on?
She is like.
You're about to walk
her
in
her personality
there.
Is a little bit more dry, you know?
Very dry.
So like,
I was afraid of her for the longest
as friendly.
Time. Yes.
Yeah, she's just not like as friendly and warm,
but that's
which
good.
Is fine.
No, it's great
some
to have
people,
a store. You should have those people in your store. You should have every open
yeah.
person walking in because there's thousands of people
yeah.
just like her. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. It's not like
not a bad thing. But she worked for those guys for like 25
years, you know?
I know. I'm the one that found that colored pendant for her. Oh, shoot. I lost him. Oh, no.